Hey everyone, welcome back to another edition of the Pick 6 presented by Sleep Number. I'm your host, Mike Wobschall, inside TCO Studios at Winter Park. Thanks for sending in your questions and congrats on being division champions. Now let's get back to work. Question number one comes from Kurt. Latavius Murray was a great offseason acquisition. He's always ready when his number is called. I'd like to see him get more touches. Latavius Murray was a very good free agent acquisition by Rick Spielman, Mike Zimmer, and company. He has 6 rushing touchdowns this season, including 1 against the Bengals last weekend. And he has been a big part of the Vikings' improvement in the running game. Remember last season, all those times we got stuffed in short yardage situations? It's not happening this season, and a big reason why, Latavius Murray. Speaking of free agent acquisitions, Case Keenum, off-season free agent acquisition on the offense. Riley Reiff, Mike Remmers, also off-season free agent acquisitions. The Vikings brass did a great job making the offense better in free agency. The next question comes from Grant. Opposing quarterbacks are averaging 141 passing yards per game against Minnesota over the last 3 weeks. I like that stat, Grant. That's a good one. The Vikings pass defense has been good all season long, and it's not just about Xavier Rhodes on the other team's top receiver. By the way, Xavier did a great job on A.J. Green, 2 catches for 30 yards against us. It's a full team effort, the pass rush and the pass coverage combining to slow opposing quarterbacks all season long, and give some credit to the offense for building up big leads and letting our pass rush get after it in the fourth quarter. The third question comes from Rick. Rookie Ben Gedeon has not had any press, good or bad. Please comment on his season. Well, number one with Gedeon is he leads us in special teams tackles. He's got 15 with 2 games to go. So great job on special teams by the rookie. He's also a linebacker in the base defense, and we are the number 2 rushing defense in the NFL. So he must be doing his job there as well. He's not the only rookie standout this season for the Vikings. Pat Elflein playing great at center. Also on the offensive line, Danny Isadora playing well when asked to step in. And don't forget about undrafted linebacker Eric Wilson. He's 3rd on the team in special teams tackles. The Vikings rookie class this season doing a great job. The next question comes from Mike in South Dakota. Is it possible to get the O-line healthy before the playoffs? I think so. We have 2 games to go, so you don't know what's going to happen in those final 2 games. But the Vikings got 2 guys back against the Bengals. Pat Elflein was back at center. Mike Remmers back at right tackle. Now we just got to get Riley Reiff up and ready to go at left tackle. He did not play against Cincinnati, but I'm optimistic he can play at least once the playoffs start, and maybe he'll be back for these last 2 games. The next question comes from Daniel. Will we see a Wobby plus PA post-game Lambeau leap if we do our job and take out the cheeseheads and get one step closer to home field throughout? Well, Daniel, Lambeau leaps are fun after victories at Lambeau Field, but I think we're going to have to decline that option this year because we can't clinch anything at Green Bay. We have our eyes on the prize, bigger things at stake over the next 2 weeks. The last question comes from Josiah in Duluth. How important is it for the Vikings to get home field advantage? What is in the way of the Vikings getting home field throughout the playoffs? Well, the Vikings, like most teams, play really well at home, but the Vikings have a more distinct home field advantage than most. In fact, the Vikings are holding opponents to 12 points below their season scoring average at US Bank Stadium. So I would argue the Vikings have as good a home field advantage as any team in the NFL. That makes earning home field advantage throughout the playoffs paramount. The number one obstacle in the Vikings' way right now, the Philadelphia Eagles. We need them to lose their final 2 games, and the Vikings have to win their final 2 games for the Vikings to be the number one seed. We'll see what happens. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick 6. It's a short week. Remember, the Vikings play on Saturday. We'll be back next week with another edition of the Pick 6, so please continue to submit your questions to the email address at the bottom of the screen. In the meantime, stay tuned to Vikings.com for more coverage of your favorite team, and remember to download the Vikings app. All of our content delivered straight to your favorite mobile device. See you next week.